The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we'll start off the program with a few laughs, talking about, of course, the lineup at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Thursday, November 1st. Doesn't seem like it's going to be November already. But anyway, Jordan Fisher's there Thursday, November 1st. He's a New York-based comedian who was born and raised in North Carolina. He started doing stand-up comedy at the age of 17 to avoid working for his family's funeral home. Since then, he has found success in clubs and colleges across the country. His smooth demeanor and quick wit are what drive Jordan's hilarious takes on everything from his family to social observations. Friday, November 2nd, it's Mitch Vitell. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Brent Morin. Brent is a Los Angeles-based comedian, actor, and writer, best known for his role as Justin Kearney in the NBC sitcom Undateable. Saturday, November 3rd as well, it's Lawrence Killebrew. At the age of 23, Lawrence began performing at comedy franchises such as the Laugh Factory, Improv, and Rascals comedy clubs located all over the U.S., along with entertaining the younger generation at colleges and universities along the East Coast. Friday through Sunday, November 9th through the 11th, Andrew Dice Clay. Clay is proud to be one of America's most controversial and outrageous comics. When he released his debut album, Dice, the parental advisory label simply read, "Warning, this album is offensive." Friday and Saturday, November 16 and 17, it's Steve O from Jackass. Steve O, a.k.a. Stephen Glover, is a household name, and it all started when he began producing homemade videos of dangerous stunts mixed with comical behavior. Friday through Sunday, November 23rd through the 25th, it's Arnez J. To those in the know, Arnez J. is quickly emerging as one of the hottest, most talked about comedic artists in the game. His raw energy, talent, and comedic skill quickly landed Arnez the coveted hosting slot on BET's longest-running comedy series, Comic View, for two seasons, joining the ranks of hosts such as D.L. Hughley and Cedric the Entertainer. And Thursday through Saturday, November 29th to December 1st, it's John Reap. John made a huge name for himself when he became the winner of NBC's Last Comic Standing, Season 5. As an actor, John has played the pot-smoking farmer Ramus from the movie Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. Please remember, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer. All shows are 18+. Unless noted. All right, taking a look at the rundown for the next couple of weeks at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, October 31st, Urban Soil with Fireside Collective and Dirty Grass Players. That's at 8:30. Thursday, November 1st, local band Local Beer, Nicey Blues, featuring E.T. Anderson and Dim Delights. Friday, November 2nd, Magic City Hippies with Bay Ledges at 8. Saturday, November 3rd, Afternoon Jam with Sonny Ledford at 1:30. Also Saturday, November 3rd, the evening show Mama's Love with Steam Room Etiquette. Sunday, November 4th, Clark Beckham with Tawny Elise at 8. Monday, November 5th, Primitive Ways presents Seven Kingdoms with Borealis and the Hell No. Tuesday, November 6th, Quaos with the Heavy Pets. Wednesday, November 7th, Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles. Thursday, November 8th, local band Local Beer, Medicated Sunfish, and Funkelstiltskin. Friday, November 9th, Tubab Crew. Saturday, November 10th, Mo Lauda and the Humble with Arson Daly. Sunday, November 11th, it's Sunday Fun Day in Bloody Mary Bar, Be the Moon and Tennessee Jed. That's a 2 o'clock show. Then that evening, Star Wizard with Double Quarter Panda. And that's line up through November 11th at Poorhouse Music Hall. Switching to the Ritz, located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, November 1st, AJR, the Click Tour, Part 2, and it starts at 7:30. Saturday, November 3rd, Young the Giant. Tuesday, November 6th, Sixlack presents From East Atlanta with Love Tour. Wednesday, November 7th, Walk Off the Earth. Thursday, November 8th, it's Roundy Houser. Friday, November 9th, Amanda Miguel and Diego Verdaguer, Siempre Juntos U.S. Tour. Saturday, November 10th, San Jolo at 7. Sunday, November 11th, H.E.R. Thursday, November 15th, Kamasi, Washington. Friday, November 16th, WRDU Rockin' the Ritz, Natural Wonder. Saturday, November 17th, it's Tech 9. And there you have it for the Ritz for the next couple of weeks. Then at Lincoln Theater, this is on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, October 31st, Red Knot Chili Peppers Halloween Show. And that starts at 8. Thursday, November 1st, G Herbo with Southside and Queen Key at 8. Friday, November 2nd, it's Corey Smith at 9. Saturday, November 3rd, St. Lucia at 9. Sunday, November 4th, GWAR, the Gore, Core, Metal, and More Tour 2018. And that starts at 8. Thursday, November 8th, Papadocia with Litz at 9. Friday, November 9th, The Lax at 9. Saturday, November 10th, Will Hogue at 8. Sunday, November 11th, it's the infamous String Dusters. And that concert starts at 8. Okay, audio describe performances coming up. Audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It's a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Friday, November 9th, The Rainmaker. It's the middle of a hot, dry summer in the American Southwest. Lizzie Curry returns home still a spinster. Jim's carrying on about a little red hat. Noah's badgering everybody. H.C. Curry doesn't know what a father should do. And the town deputy is wallowing in self-pity. Then Starbuck, a wanted con man, strikes a deal to bring rain to this sentimental romance. NC State University's Titmus Theater at 7:30. Then Saturday, November 17th, on the audio described list, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Fall in love all over again, but watch your step. Deep in a wondrous forest, mixed up humans and mischievous creatures, turn the world upside down. Let your heart delight in this magical romance. Triad Stage in Greensboro at 2 o'clock. Also Saturday, November 17th, Jersey Boys. This is a North Carolina theater event. They were just four guys from Jersey until they sang their very first note. They had a sound nobody had ever heard, and the radio just couldn't get enough of them. But while their harmonies were perfect on stage, off stage it was a very different story. A story that has made them an international sensation all over again. Performance is at Memorial Auditorium. Curtain goes up at 2. Tuesday, November 20th, She Loves Me. In this romantic musical comedy of mistaken identity, there is no love lost between Amalia and George, two perfume clerks who can't seem to find common ground. Then George realizes they've been one another's anonymous pen pals, kicking off a new quest to win her heart. This euphoric comedy with a soaring musical score puts the working class front and center, allowing their lives to be the focus with all the joy and anxiety that falling in love can bring. This is Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater at UNC Chapel Hill, and it starts at 7:30. Then Sunday, December 2nd, on the audio-described list, The Weir. There is no dark like a wintry night in the country. And there was a wind like this one tonight, howling and whistling in off the sea. You hear it under the door, and it's like someone singing in under the door at you. It was this type of night all the boys have gathered, as they will do, in the pub to tell their oft-told ghostly tales. But tonight is a different night because a young woman, Valerie, has arrived in town, and she's never heard their tales before. But then again, they haven't heard hers. This is Burning Coal Theater at Murphy School Auditorium. Curtain up at 2. Again, this is Sunday, December 2nd, The Weir. Sunday, December 2nd as well, a 1940s radio Christmas carol. This is Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3. Sunday, December 9th, Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Saturday, December 15th, A Christmas Carol in Winston-Salem, Hanesbrand Theater at 2. Then Sunday, December 16th, on the audio-described list, it is Black Nativity at NC State's Titmuss Theater, Justice Theater Project, and it starts at 3. Checking in on Carolina Performing Arts, program start at 8, unless noted. Tuesday, October 30th, Pierre-Laurent Aimard, I think it is, and Tamara Stefanovich, they're both on pianos. These artists, renowned for their spectacular virtuosity and piercing intelligence, join forces in this wide-ranging program of modern piano masterpieces. This is at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall at 7:30. Wednesday, November 7th, Bassem Youssef, The Joke is Mightier Than the Sword, dubbed the John Stewart of the Arab world, cardiothoracic surgeon Bassem Youssef created the first political satire show in the Middle East, earning millions of viewers every week. Now residing in California, he shares his wry observations on his own story, the current state of American politics, and how propaganda lays the foundation for dictatorial regimes. Again, Memorial Hall, this one at 7:30. Friday, November 9th, the Steep Canyon Rangers, North Carolina's own, return with their straight-ahead bluegrass, which devotes its virtuosity to original songs and adds original twists to traditional music, with unforgettable country pop and singer-songwriter sensibilities. This one as well at Memorial Hall. Monday and Tuesday, November 12th and 13th, Dorrance Dance. Chapel Hill native and MacArthur Genius Grant Fellow Michelle Dorrance is back. Her adventurous tap company bends all the rules and nearly warps time in this new work whose name is the very definition of speeding up impulses. My Elination. Okay, let me do this, because I got a pronunciation guide here. Sometimes it doesn't work. My Elination. So there you go. Also, Friday and Saturday, November 16 and 17, Hilton Oz, the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer and theater critic for The New Yorker, comes to Carolina Performing Arts to stage the work in progress of his debut play, Lives of the Performers, a provocative work that explores race, the self, and those forces that threaten to destroy it, and sisterhood. This is at Current Art Space and Studio. Saturday and Sunday, December 1st and 2nd, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. Carolina Ballet's evergreen family favorite, The Nutcracker, returns to Memorial Hall at UNC Chapel Hill, a near-perfect holiday tradition filled with beloved characters and illusions. A feast for the eyes and ears, bring the whole family. Memorial Hall performances at 2 and 8 on December 1st and 2 o'clock on December 2nd. Tuesday, December 11th, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Big Band Holidays, the tradition continues. Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and an all-star roster of guests, vocalists, celebrate holiday standards in new and traditional arrangements of Yuletide favorites. The Big Band Holidays concert is perfect for jazz lovers and families alike. Memorial Hall at 7:30. Okay, Arts NC State. We've got Saturday, November 3rd, Chanticleer, praised by the San Francisco Chronicle for its tonal luxuriance and crisply etched clarity. The Grammy Award-winning ensemble Chanticleer is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. That's at Stewart Theater, NC State University, at 8 o'clock. Saturday, November 17th, Cyberites 5 with The Outliers. Saturday, February 2nd, Movement Art Is, featuring John Bogas and Lil Buck. Love Heals All Wounds, celebrated on some of the world's most prestigious stages and viral on YouTube. Choreographers and dancers join forces to examine and encourage social justice. Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Also at NC State University, Friday and Saturday, February 22nd and 23rd, Pedrito Martinez and Alfred Rodriguez. Okay, University Theater at NC State, November 8th through the 11th and 14th through the 18th. This is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Then we've got some stuff coming up with the NC State Music Department. Most events occur at Stewart Theater at 7, unless noted. Sunday, November 4th, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra, Stewart Theater at 4. Monday, November 5th, Jazz Ensemble 2. Wednesday, November 7th, Wind Ensemble. Friday, November 9th, Jazz Ensemble 1. Wednesday, November 14th, Applied Student Recital, Price Music Center at 7. Thursday, November 15th, Arts Now, Kennedy McElwee Studio Theater at 7. Sunday, November 18th, Raleigh Civic Symphony at 4. Thursday, November 29th, Symphonic Band. Friday, November 30th, Acapology, and then Saturday, December 1st, Grains of Time. That's all at NC State University. Duke performances, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, November 2nd, Steve Coleman and Natal Eclipse. Coleman believes music should reflect the experiences of those who make it. Coleman's nascent philosophy, M-Bass, has since become gospel for some of the world's foremost jazz players. The recent winner of MacArthur and Guggenheim Fellowships, Coleman is, as the New York Times has noted, one of the most rigorously conceptual thinkers in improvised music, and this is at Baldwin Auditorium. Also Duke performances Friday and Saturday, November 9 and 10, Camille A. Brown and Dancers, the show's entitled Ink. This work celebrates the expressive spirit and style of black men while mourning the way that style has been misunderstood and maligned. Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, November 10th, Danish String Quartet, fusing the classical canon, contemporary composition, and a wealth of folk music, three Danes and one Norwegian have earned impressive accolades, launching their career with five major prizes in 2009. The New Yorker praised the infectious joy and rampaging energy of their performances. This is at Baldwin Auditorium, Saturday, November 10th. Tuesday, November 13th, it's the Jack Quartet. In little more than a decade, New York's Jack Quartet has become one of the world's most important catalysts for and purveyors of new music, Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Thursday, November 15th, Latvian Radio Choir at Duke Chapel. Saturday, November 17th, Marc-André Hamelin on piano, Baldwin Auditorium. And Saturday, December 1st, Calador String Quartet, and that is at Baldwin Auditorium. All right, let's switch gears to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Storybook Tales. This is presented by Raleigh Dance Theater. It features the classic fairy tale Cinderella and Kevin Henke's beloved children's book, Lily's Purple Plastic Purse. Memorial Auditorium with performances both days at 3. Saturday, November 3rd, Light 103.9 presents the Lamplighter Awards. The awards are designed to acknowledge and honor individuals and organizations that are lighting the path for others through volunteerism and community service. Memorial Auditorium at 7. Sunday, November 4th, So You Think You Can Dance. This event features the top 10 contestants from season 15 of that hit show. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, November 7th, A Tempo Il Soldato and Friends, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, November 9 and 10, this is a rescheduled event. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban in concert, Memorial Auditorium at 7:30 both evenings. Saturday, November 10th, Iron and Wine at May Mandy Concert Hall at 8. November 13th through the 18th, it's Jersey Boys Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, November 14th, Highland Echoes, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Thursday, November 15th, Hot Rise, it's a 40th anniversary show, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7:30. All right, Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Thursday, November 1st, it's Cody Jinks with special guests the Steel Woods and Tennessee Jets. Friday, November 2nd, Ron White, Tater Salad is Back Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Bob Dylan and his band. Tuesday, November 6th through Sunday, December 2nd. And I hope you got a ticket. Hamilton, Tuesday, December 4th through Sunday, December 9th, it's Elf, of course, the hilarious tale of Buddy. By the way, there is an autism-friendly performance of Elf on Saturday, December 8th at 10 a.m. Wednesday, December 12th through Sunday, December 16th, A Christmas Carol. And this is Ira David Wood III's hit musical comedy. Monday, December 17th, the Beach Boys, Reason for the Season Christmas Story. Tuesday, December 18th, Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Thursday, December 20th, the Hit Hop Nutcracker. And then Saturday and Sunday, December 29 and 30, the Nutcracker Carolina Ballet. Moving on to Carolina Theater in Durham, Thursday, November 1st, it's Take Me to the River, New Orleans Live. Friday and Saturday, November 2nd and 3rd, So Jam 2018. Monday, November 5th, it's Toto, 40 Trips Around the Sun. Wednesday, November 7th, Aida Cuevas. Saturday, November 10th at Carolina Theater, 2018 Murphy School Radio Show. And this is at the Murphy School on Murphy School Road in Durham. Shows at 3 and 7. Thursday, November 15th, The Monty, Strangers. Friday, November 16th, Hiss Golden Messenger. The group is an American folk music band originating in Durham and led by MC Taylor. Hallelujah Anyhow is the latest studio album from Hiss Golden Messenger, and its 10 new songs were penned by Taylor. The band's music contains elements from various musical genres, such as folk, country, dub, country soul, rhythm and blues, bluegrass, jazz, funk, swamp pop, gospel, blues, and rock. Also at Carolina Theater, Saturday, November 17th, Sebastian Maniscalco, the Stay Hungry Tour. And then on Sunday, November 18th, Music, Religion, and Philosophy. This is the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle at 3 o'clock. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about the program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.